Yeah, de una.
Welcome to the Sportscast, June 30th, 2018. We are coming after a dueling match of Portugal against Uruguay. Uruguay defeating Portugal 2-1. A South American wins today and another South American losing today. Losing. So, and today we have Alvaro Matamoros. He's a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, and he's here to join me on the Sportscast.
What's up, guys?
Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do, and things like that?
Me, it's very simple, man. I'm in the dental industry at the moment, working as a surgeon assistant, and nothing, man. It's fun to take care of the people, take care of their teeth, and make them smile at the end of the day.
Yes, he is the most. If you go to his social media, he posts a lot about teeth, and he's very passionate about teeth. And anyways, what you think about the game? Uruguay, Portugal. Uruguay 2-1, two goals by Cavani. Is Uruguay the real deal?
Uruguay can be the real deal. I'm not going to lie to you. I think they're coming at their opponent with aggressiveness. They're playing smart. They're not making much errors at the defensive line. So it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think they're going to get far.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was seeing on Twitter that Uruguay could win the World Cup or go to the final.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's possible?
I think so. If they stay healthy, if Cavani gets to come back next game with no aches or anything like that, I think that, yes, they can beat France. France is beatable. Argentina just scored three goals against them. And Argentina was playing at level 2, I guess, out of 10.
Yeah, you know, you think Argentina wasn't all there this tournament? Do you think they just got lucky to get to the round of 16?
Probably. Yes, they did get lucky. But they couldn't capitalize. They lost. At the end of the day, they lost. And they were coming really weak.
Yeah.
Off of the first game, second game, losing. Third game, okay. They won. They did what they were supposed to do. Fourth game, that's it. They're out of the cup, unfortunately, for those Argentinian fans. but, yeah.
You think this is Messi's last World Cup?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Probably not. No, he has to stay healthy. We don't know what's going to happen in 4 years from today. But if he stays healthy, yes, he can come back. Probably as a bench guy. Not as a
starter.
Exactly.
Not starting on the field. I think he's 31. He'll be about 35 the next cup.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's fed up with Argentina. I think he's fed up with the Federation. I think the Federation's broken. He actually quit the Argentina national team at the Copa America Centenario in 2016. Then he came back. But I think this is his moment. I mean, look, Messi never really made it high with Argentina. Yes, he made it through a few finals on Copa America.
One finals in the FIFA World Cup.
One final. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I always forget about that small detail. You know, he did make it to the World Cup final, but then yet again, he never made it big. He didn't come up big, you know. And, of course, yeah, they missed a few shots, and they could have had a chance for a goal or two. But he's a Barcelona guy at the end of the day, you know, and that's where his glory will shine. And, you know, it's just different times from Maradona's time. I mean, back in 86, it feels like it was it easier to win a World Cup? Maybe. Maybe than now. I think there's less pressure. I think today there is more pressure now. Yeah, there's more pressure
with
now.
With social media showing everybody what these people are really doing with their lives, people want to dig into it. People are curious to see what's going on behind the curtains. One thing that I forgot to say, just thank you Oh, for having me here.
Yeah, man, no problem.
And
I'm glad you came.
Thank you for having me here. And what I was saying about myself from the dental industry has nothing to do with this, but we're just sports fanatics.
Opinions are your own.
Absolutely. Hey, going back, I think today there is more pressure. People know who the players are. They look at their lives. The rivalry, it's always there, and nothing, man. Hey, I think it's been hard. No matter what cup they have played, it has always been hard. I think the level has grown as the cups go by.
Who has it been more harder on? Is it been harder on Messi or on Ronaldo?
I think both. Both, because they're the two best players in the world right now. I think it's being hard on them, just like it's being hard on LeBron. If we want to talk about, you know, if you want to measure up.
We will. We will talk about LeBron after the World Cup segment.
A little bit more.
Because Al does follow NBA. Maybe harder than soccer. I don't know if I could confirm with that.
Yes.
France beat Argentina 4-3. A goal by Mbappe. Two goals by Mbappe. A goal by Benjamin Pavard.
That's the next Messi. That's the next Cristiano Ronaldo. Mbappe.
Mbappe 10. Came out really fast at the beginning of the match against Argentina. And Argentina's defense looked pretty flawed. But the whole team was dysfunctional. You know, Argentina, apparently the coach wasn't really coaching. It was the players. And I think Coach Messi, which they were calling him today, was the one to put the lineup together and the tactic. And Argentina didn't start with a striker. They didn't have Aguero or Higuain. It was just Messi up top. But Messi's more of a midfield. Yes, he could play striker.
Right.
But it's just they need that point man. And I think Argentina failed there. And, you know, there's a lot of brokenness inside. It's similar to Cleveland in some ways, I guess you can say. But you think France can win the World Cup?
Absolutely. Hands down. I think they can. They got the youth, number 10, the guy that you were talking about.
Mbappe.
One of the best guys coming out of the French team.
You think they'll beat Uruguay? You got Uruguay beating France or France beating Uruguay?
As hard as it sounds, I think France is going to take the upper hand. Unless Uruguay does what they did today, which was score at the beginning of the event. I mean, at the beginning of the game, minute 7, scoring, and then sitting back, just defending, trying to make, you know, some other plays. But
you think Portugal was a weak team, or you think they had it together and they could have, you know, won this game as well?
They didn't have it together. They couldn't figure it out. How to enter the square. They couldn't. They were impregnable. Your way. They were really solid. Few errors here and there. When I believe he's number 20. I forgot his name. Quaresma,
yeah, which he came in the second half of the match.
We were able to see some of the... you could see Portugal coming back to life when he came in. That's the way I see it.
Which, you know, they were saying before the match, why didn't he start? And, you know, there's always reasons and tactics. Bernardo Silva had a good match, I thought. But I think, you know, Portugal's one of those teams that, yes, they have the best player, but they don't have good role players. They have okay role players. Don't get me wrong. They're not the worst. But this might be Ronaldo's last World Cup as well. But I think he has a better chance coming back to the next World Cup than Messi does. You think Ronaldo will be back?
Yes. I think so. Just like Messi.
Yeah.
I think they will come back, both of them, probably on the bench. But that will be a great bench for either team. We will definitely see Kun Agüero on the next World Cup.
Maybe. He is 29, but I honestly would start from scratch. I honestly would.
You would?
Would take, you know, Mascherano already retired today, so he's done. Mm-hmm. I think Messi's on his way out. If not, he'll play the next Copa America, which is next year. I would take out Aguero, Higuain, and Otamendi still probably has like another cup in him. Definitely in the future is Pavon. Marco Rojo, I think, still has another cup in him. I think that squad is deep, but I think like the main stars, the leaders. Di Maria, he's out. I think Di Maria has lost a step.
Just like Higuain.
Yeah. I like Benega. I think Benega's 29. Probably has another cup. But then yet again, if you have another player, you know, in their early 20s that are in like the rise, you know, definitely give him a shot. I think we'll see a Argentina, like we'll see a huge rebuilding process in the next cycle or two.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think so. And, you know, it's an end of an era. This team made it to the final. They haven't done it since 1990. So they for sure have made some accomplishments. I wish they won Copa America. I really did. But Chile stood by the way, but Chile never made the World Cup. So
yes.
And some people were talking that, oh, maybe Chile would have done better than Peru. Maybe.
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 Maybe, but we got to let the Peruvians win
some
games and play at the Cup. They haven't been there, I believe it's in 40 years, I think.
36 years.
36 years.
But it's, you know, pretty much feels like 40. Right?
That's such a long time in sports, and so many teams that have, you know, come in and out.
Yeah, like Colombia was out for like 8 years, 8 to 12 years, and they came back in. Peru, 36 years. We'll see. Maybe Venezuela might come through
on the next event, or El Salvador,
or Salvador and CONCACAF, you know, or maybe Bolivia or Paraguay. Paraguay, you know, went out. They're usually.
They've been at a few cups.
Yeah, and they've been to the World Cup, you know, for the past decade or so. So let's look at the games for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday. Spain versus Russia. Who do you have, Al?
Spain.
You think Spain is going to, you know, easily beat Russia?
They're going to run through the Russians.
I think they're going to walk to the quarterfinals.
I believe so.
Now I'm going to say 3-0 at least. I would think 3-0. Croatia versus Denmark. Who do you have?
I have Croatia. I think I saw some little clips of the Croatia team. They're playing pretty good. I mean, fast, you know, regular European style. But I think Croatia is going to take it over Denmark.
Which, speaking about Croatia, which I do have Croatia winning, I think Croatia are in my top four to win the World Cup.
To win the World Cup?
What do you think?
I think that's a bold statement.
I mean, they're top four. They may not. I mean, that's you know, that's pretty wiggle room prediction.
Yeah.
Because okay,
anything is possible.
Here's my top four: Brazil, Belgium, Croatia, or Spain to win this World Cup.
Okay. Say it again. Which
Brazil,
one? Brazil.
Belgium.
Uh-huh.
Spain, or Croatia.
What about Morocco?
Morocco's out. Morocco is out of the tournament.
Really? What happened to them?
They came in third or fourth place.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, I see them. Dude, I got to get the bracket here corrected.
You so need to download FOTMob app. That is the official sponsor of this podcast. No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
Is it?
Hold on a second.
I think, did I send you? Okay, let me look it up. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We'll go on to the next day, Monday.
Uh-huh.
Or should I just read some news? Or like, you know, well, I'll let you do the app. Let me read some news, and then, you know, once you're ready, let me know.
Yes.
Here are the headlines. Messi avoids media after Argentina crashed out of the World Cup. Cavani braces sends tearful Ronaldo home early. We don't know if Cavani will be in the next game against France. They probably need him because he scored 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Mbappe is the new Pelé? Maybe.
Yes.
Messi's World Cup dreams left in tatters. Yes, I think he's not going to win a World Cup as of right now.
No, I don't think so. No, Messi.
Messi matches Maradona, but World Cup drought goes on. That's correct. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, next match, Brazil-Mexico.
I got Brazil.
Me too.
I got Brazil on yeah, but Mexico can make that team suffer too.
They might drag him down to maybe like 1-0. Maybe at the end, Brazil might score. They might be like Costa Rica and hold them off. I got Brazil winning. I'm going to say 3-0. I'm going hard.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yes, sir.
It's very possible, right?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. And the biggest game of the day, Belgium-Japan.
Belgium-Japan. We have Belgium.
I got Belgium. I got Belgium 2-3-0.
Just because of the physical stature from the Belgium guys compared to Japan. I think the European style of soccer, especially Belgium's, compared to Japan is...
It's quite dominant.
Yes. Yes, they're pretty fast. The Japanese people... they're playing nice, but, you know, they would need to be just a little bit faster. We'll see how they match up.
Were you impressed with Japan's win against Colombia?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, but we all thought Colombia was going to dominate, you know, thank you, every team that they have played, but, you know, they struggle a little bit with Japan. I think there was, what, a penalty at the beginning?
Yeah, Carlos Sanchez got the handball, and then he got the red card, and then Colombia was playing with 10 men. Japan gets the penalty, goes up 1-0. That's a gift.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they had that game stolen, but they could have come back.
And they did. The score, which they equalized 1-1, but then, you know, playing with 10 men wears you off, wears you down, and Japan came and won the match 2-1. So give it to them.
Yes.
So we'll see if Japan can do the same against Belgium.
We'll see.
Sweden, Switzerland on Tuesday, July 3rd, 10 a.m.
Sweden.
Why?
Sweden. I saw them playing against Mexico. They were really dominant, this Sweden team. They got pretty good players. I think I saw one of their games. Forgot what game it was. Pretty good. Pretty good ball movement. They make very good plays. And I think they're going to win.
I really think Sweden's going to win. I really think if there was a dark horse in this tournament, it might be Sweden. Sweden defeated the Dutch in the qualifiers, the Italians, and you can say the Germans from the group. Yeah. So Sweden is definitely going to play a lot of defense. Switzerland has a better offense. But I think Sweden's really gonna get out of that, and gonna come out and win it. The big game on Tuesday: Colombia versus England. I think Colombia is looking good, though James is not 100%. Falcao hasn't really turned up 100%. He hasn't really sparked it a little bit. But I like his their secret their CB. Mina, Jerry Mina, he's a center back, and he scored one goal against Poland, one goal against Senegal from a free kick and a corner, which I think Mina is a secret weapon. If Colombia is in trouble, push Mina up top, and I mean, because of his height, he can score a header easily.
He was the one that scored.
Yeah.
That head goal.
He is the leading goal scorer right now for Colombia, with two goals. So, who do you have for that match?
I want Colombia to win. I think Colombia's going to win.
Colombia could win.
Over England? Yeah, I think so.
The thing with that is that England has Harry Kane. They got, I mean, this will be Colombia's hardest opponent in the World Cup so far.
Yes.
Will be. But we'll see. I don't think James, he may or may not play. Either way, he's not 100%.
So he's questionable?
He's questionable for Tuesday.
Wow.
But his backup, Quintero, is really good. He originally was going to be the backup, you know, being the bench. But then he came in. I mean, he started on, the first game against Japan. He started with James against Poland, which I thought was, wow, it was an amazing midfield. And then you have... James got injured after 30 minutes against Senegal, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
What happened to him?
Calf injury, probably during training or maybe throughout the season. He had an injury going, and you know, you don't know about this until, you know.
Until it happens.
So it should be a good one. But so far this World Cup's looking good. For my bracket, I really think Brazil is going to come out of that. And the other side, I think Croatia. Those are my top two.
So it will be Colombia, Great Britain.
So you got to tell me your top four.
Top four.
Or the final four.
Yeah, the final four will be, well, we already have two. So then over there it will be Brazil and Spain. Right?
Yeah. Brazil-Spain final?
That will be...
Your final?
Yeah. From that group, yes. The final four. Let me see.
Okay, this is my prediction. So far, from Uruguay, France, I think... I want to say Uruguay. It feels like... I mean, if Uruguay does not have Cavani, France will win. Brazil will beat Mexico. Belgium will beat Japan. So Brazil versus Belgium. I think Brazil will come out. They have the edge. They have the style to get out. On the other side, Spain will beat Russia. Croatia will beat Denmark. It'll be Spain versus Croatia. I think Croatia will beat Spain. And then Sweden, Switzerland. I got Sweden beating Switzerland. I got England beating Colombia. It'd be England, Switzerland. No, I mean Sweden. England will beat Sweden, and England will face Croatia in the semifinal. Mm-hmm. Croatia will beat England, which will be be Brazil versus Croatia, and Brazil will win the World Cup. That is my prediction as of June 30th, 2018 AD. How about you? Say it. Go for it.
I think that makes sense. That makes a whole lot of sense. Let me
see the groups. So you're going to have like the same predictions I do?
Probably. yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you. Definitely.
Okay. So let me just walk through the bracket with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got Spain winning. Who do you got between Croatia and Denmark?
Croatia.
Okay. So who you have between Croatia and Spain?
Spain.
Okay. So Spain goes to the semifinals. Sweden, Switzerland. You pick Sweden and you pick Colombia. So Sweden versus Colombia. Who do you have between Sweden and Colombia?
Sweden.
So Sweden versus Spain.
Yes.
Who do you have between Sweden and Spain?
Spain.
Spain. Spain goes to the final. Okay. Uruguay, France. Who do you have?
France.
France goes to the semifinal. Brazil versus Belgium. Who do you have?
Brazil versus Mexico, you meant.
Yeah. But you picked Brazil already.
Yes.
So I already skipped the round 16.
Okay.
So who do you have between Brazil and Belgium?
Brazil.
Okay, so Brazil versus France. What do you have?
Tough match.
You got a tough match there. That's a tough one.
You got a tough match there. Either team can take it. Take that match, you know, to win that game.
And who will be that team?
Brazil.
So Brazil-Spain final, which you predicted. I think you said that a couple minutes ago. And then Brazil-Spain, who do you have?
Spain.
Spain, okay.
Spain takes it all.
I
think so.
I got Brazil. I don't think Spain is going to do it, but they could. They do have the capability, and you know, like France, they might go to first gear. The best game of the World Cup, I think, still is Portugal versus Spain.
I agree with that.
So...
Tough match. That was a tough match.
That was. 3-3.
Yep.
So we got the World Cup set, and we're going to see what happens.
That's good. I got Spain.
You got Spain. I got Brazil. Now to the NBA. LeBron opted out of his contract with Cleveland. He's a free agent. What do you think is going to happen?
What's going to happen? Very easy, man. He's gonna resign with the Cavs again.
Wow,
I think so.
That is the prediction I've not heard yet this week, but I've been hearing him going to the Lakers. I've been him bringing Kawhi and PG to the Lakers, and Lakers will be a super team. But I still don't think that'll be enough to beat the Warriors. But what do you think he stays in Cleveland?
If he stays in Cleveland, he needs 13 other guys to play with. And 13 true. Other new guys to play with.
I feel like he's done this best at Cleveland. I don't think he...
J.R. Smith is out of the team. No, he's still... Is he still under contract?
I think he still is. I'm not sure if he has an option this summer. Mm-hmm. But I've heard... have not heard any news from him, but...
What if he comes to Miami? Not J.R. Smith, but going back to LeBron.
I don't think he'll come back here. I think the options I've seen, the only team I've been hearing is the Lakers. And, you know, there's several reasons why he wants to go there. There's stars that want to go there and join him. Or he also wants to start his movie career as well. And that's the best place to do it.
That will make sense. That will make sense. LA's is so nice. Their weather is amazing.
Which you were there a couple, last year?
No, the year before.
2 years ago.
Yeah. No, or a year, something like that. A year and a half ago.
And another issue.
I need to go back.
Yeah, go back. Kawhi is also another big player that is that has opted out of his contract with San Antonio. I've heard that San Antonio won't trade him to any team in the West. And I think the option for him to go in the East would be either Miami or Boston. Or he could try to go to L.A. Where do you think he should go?
I think he would make sense here in Miami.
Not as a Heat fan, right?
Yeah, a whole lot of sense. It will make a whole lot of sense if he was to come here to Miami. But I doubt that he will go to Boston.
I mean, Boston is, as of right now.
Can they get him?
I bet they can. I mean, they probably have to let go of a few players.
Kyrie Irving?
No, not him. Like Rozier, probably, or someone else. But Boston, as of right now, are the contenders to win the East. I don't think even with Cleveland with LeBron, they're still not. They probably won't get out of the East. They mm-hmm. might go to the Eastern Final, but. It's going to be tough because we're looking at Indiana and Boston to be the top two teams in the East, I think. Well, and also Philadelphia. That trio is going to be great. So we'll see what happens. Free agency starts tomorrow, Sunday, July 1st.
Do you think he will announce that LeBron? Tomorrow? Yes.
I think you're allowed to talk to people. You'll see him like arranging meetings with teams. But he won't announce till I think the 12th or like the 14th is when they officially can sign.
Wow!
But we might before that. So,
what if Miami happens?
It could happen, but that'd be one heck of a wild card. I doubt it. I think he has that.
Where, take Whiteside out. Get rid of Whiteside.
A lot of people want him to be out as well, but I think Miami. Miami's going to be – that's the question. Who wants to come to Miami? Miami used to be a huge, attractive place to come play for, but there hasn't been much knocking doors except maybe Kawhi. That's the only – I think he's the best guy we can get this summer. So.
That would be nice.
Al, how can people reach you?
Through social media. Yeah, man. On Instagram. Bar, believe it is? No. Let me make sure. It's Alvaru, remember?
Oh, yeah, your Instagram is Var something.
Yeah, let me see.
I might have it here because you tagged me recently.
It's Alvaru 988. Okay, Alvaro, but with a double O.
And if
988.
988. And if people want to get their teeth checked, how can they get that done?
They can go to my place. They can go to the office that I work at, Regency Square Dental.
And how can they reach them? Through you?
Through social media. Yep. They have an Instagram. Let me give it to you right now.
Al's been in the dental industry for years for now, and I actually met him. He used to work at Starbucks for a few years. I met him there. And
yes.
And he's gone beyond Starbucks to higher heights.
Yes, different stuff.
And what is your Regency Square? What is their handle?
That's Regency Square Dental, at Regency Square Dental.
There you go. If you want your teeth to get checked out, go there. If you want to talk to Al more about sports or any information all about teeth or how to be in the dental industry, talk to Al. He's been there. He's done that.
Yeah, you guys can call me up. We can talk about this too.
Yeah. And he's also single, so.
Whenever. Yes.
I'm just kidding. I'm single too, so. Anyways, Al, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. Any final words for the World Cup? Anything you...
Go Spain. I think Spain is going to take it all. Spain will take it all. I think so. Spain.
España
will take it all.
Spain will go for their second championship.
Yep.
I say Brazil will get their sixth championship.
Oof. That'll be deep.
And they will tie up with Michael Jordan.
On championships.
Championships. Al.
Incredible. That was quick. I like it.
Thank you for coming on to the Sportscast.
I'll be here soon, hopefully.
Yes, be back after the quarterfinals.
Yes.